Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday afternoon, June 5th, 2024, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
XLB ETF, its relevance to increased construction activity. The Materials Select Sector SPDR Fund, XLB, offers investors a snapshot of the booming construction industry in the United States. With 28 companies in its portfolio, XLB provides exposure to various sectors such as chemicals, construction materials, packaging, metals, and mining. Key holdings include Lendi PLC at 21.45%, Freeport-McMoRan Inc. at 7.19%, and Sherwin-Williams at 7.08%. As construction activities continue to rise post-COVID-19, XLB remains well-positioned with a low 0.09% expense ratio. The demand for building materials, fueled by infrastructure development, makes XLB an attractive investment option. Disclaimer: this is for research purposes only and not financial advice. For more information, visit sectorspdrs.com.
Use volatility in your favor with Robinhood options trading. In April, volatility index VIX hit highest mark. Options trading has been gaining popularity among retail investors, especially with the recent spike in market volatility. In April, the volatility index VIX hit its highest level since late October 2023. While this may worry buy-and-hold investors, active options traders see it as an opportunity. Robinhood's platform offers easy access to options trading, advanced charts, and 24-hour support, leveling the playing field for investors. With options, traders can engage in diverse strategies, including hedging capabilities to mitigate risks. Robinhood's mission to provide low-cost access to investment products is resonating with options traders as the platform continues to innovate and grow its market share. If you're interested in trading options at a low cost with support, check out Robinhood's offerings.
The Beachbody Company, N, reports achieving positive turnaround in revenue, EBITDA, and cash flow in Q1 2024. The Beachbody Company, Inc., N.W.L.K., has reported a positive turnaround in its financial results for the first quarter of 2024. The company, now known as BI, saw a total revenue of $120 million, exceeding guidance and marking the first quarter-on-quarter revenue growth since 2021. Notably, BODI achieved its first positive free cash flow quarter since 2020, with $7.4 million in free cash flow. The company's adjusted EBITDA rose to $4.6 million, a significant improvement from the previous year. With a reduction in total operating expenses, BODI managed to narrow its net loss to $14.2 million in Q1 2024. Looking ahead to Q2, BODI expects revenue between $103 million and $113 million, showcasing a potential turning point for the company in the competitive online fitness market. BestGrowthStocks.com issues comprehensive evaluation of SiriusXM Holdings, Inc. Best Growth Stocks recently issued a comprehensive evaluation of SiriusXM Holdings, Inc., a leading audio entertainment company in North America. With a portfolio including SiriusXM, Pandora, a podcast network, and business solutions, SiriusXM has garnered investor attention with recent analyst upgrades. Best Growth Stocks report provides in-depth analysis of SiriusXM's operations, financials, outstanding shares, potential catalysts, and more. With a monthly audience of 150 million listeners, SiriusXM offers diverse programming in music, talk, news, and sports. For more information about SiriusXM, visit www.siriusxm.com. BestGrowthStocks.com issues comprehensive evaluation of GameStop Corporation Best Growth Stocks, a leading independent equity research and corporate access firm, recently issued a comprehensive evaluation of GameStop Corporation. GameStop Corp., a Fortune 500 and S&P 500 company, operates as a global, multi-channel video game, consumer electronics, and collectibles retailer. Following the meme stock rally revitalization, GameStop has caught the attention of many investors. Best Growth Stocks full report provides a detailed analysis of GameStop's operations, financials, outstanding shares, recent capital raise, chart setup, possible catalysts, management, and more. For access to the full analysis, visit Best Growth Stocks' website. GameStop Corporation, founded in 1996 and headquartered in Grapevine, Texas, continues to be a key player in the industry.
Sector Spotlight: Orphan Drug Developers with Significant Upside. The biotech sector is showing signs of recovery after a two-year period of underperformance thanks to increased fundraising and IPOs. According to the Financial Times, drug developers raised $6 billion in equity capital markets in January, the highest since February 2021. The SPDR S&P Biotech ETF returned 28.7% in the last 6 months, reflecting growing investor confidence. Two stocks worth considering are Cardiol Therapeutics and Kiniksa Pharmaceuticals. Cardiol Therapeutics' lead product, Cardiol RX, received orphan drug designation from the FDA for pericarditis treatment. Analysts are optimistic about its potential, with a projected 300% upside. Kiniksa Pharmaceuticals, with its FDA-approved therapy ARCALYST, anticipates significant revenue growth in 2024. These companies exemplify the potential in orphan drug developers with significant upside.
Hey gals, here are the worst mistakes you're making with money. Women are often the ones managing household budgets, with 20% of Canadian spouses relying solely on their female partner for this task. However, even savvy money managers can make mistakes. One common error is buying poor quality clothes that don't last. Investing is another area where women can excel, outperforming men in the stock market. Maintaining a good credit score is crucial, as women tend to have lower scores than men. Avoid falling for work-at-home pyramid schemes that target women looking to earn while raising kids. And don't undervalue your skills. Women are still paid 9.2% less than men on average. It's important to speak up for fair compensation and consider new opportunities if needed.
BioHarvest Sciences reports robust Q1 2024 financial growth and strategic expansion plans. BioHarvest Sciences CEO Ilan Sobel shared the company's impressive financial results for Q1 2024, with revenues soaring by 147% to $5.34 million, a significant increase from the previous year. Gross margins also improved to 56%. Indicating strong growth. The U.S. saw a 122% increase in subscribers, with marketing expenses rising by only 39%, showcasing an efficient growth strategy. Looking ahead, BioHarvest Sciences aims for revenues between $5.7 to $6 million in Q2 2024 and EBITDA break-even in the second half of the year. The launch of a new CDMO unit and plans to uplist to the NASDAQ exchange further demonstrate the company's commitment to expansion and innovation.
Cadiz Inc., NASDAQ CDZI, Water Solutions for a Sustainable Future. Cadiz Inc., CDZI, is at the forefront of providing innovative water solutions in response to growing global water scarcity exacerbated by climate change. With a focus on clean, reliable, and affordable water access, Cadiz offers a comprehensive range of solutions including water supply, storage, pipelines, and treatment technologies. The company's recent leadership transition, with Susan Kennedy taking on the role of CEO, highlights its commitment to scaling up development and operational capabilities. Through strategic partnerships, such as with Fenner-Gap Mutual Water Company and the Victor Valley Wastewater Reclamation Authority, Cadiz is driving sustainable water management practices. Additionally, recent financing agreements totaling $41.2 million and a partnership with Solstra Communities California demonstrate Cadiz's dedication to sustainable development and addressing urgent water needs. Stay tuned for more updates from Cadiz Inc. as they continue to lead in the water solutions market.
VettaFi Head of Energy Research Stacy Morris discusses strong performance for midstream sector. VettaFi's head of energy research, Stacy Morris, recently discussed the strong performance of the midstream energy sector with Proactive. The midstream energy dividend UCITS ETF has shown impressive growth, up 11% year-to-date, outperforming major European energy companies and the Euro Stoxx 600 oil and gas index. Morris highlighted that 90% of the index's companies have raised their dividends in the past year, with first quarter earnings surpassing analyst expectations. The sector also saw $1.5 billion in equity buybacks, showcasing financial health. Artificial intelligence's role in data centers driving natural gas demand benefits the sector, offering stability amidst commodity price volatility. With attractive valuations and consistent free cash flow, the midstream sector presents investment opportunities for stable returns and growth potential. VettaFi anticipates continued strong performance, supported by increasing natural gas demand and operational excellence.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.